I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reasons for challenging your girlfriend or wife to an MMA match. She talks about her ex-boyfriend. She says your dick is small. You want to get her attention. You want to be involved with the expulsion of that expensive dinner. You want to give her an actual reason for lifting her hip and farting. She said that chocolate and flowers were cliché. Her diamond is too small. She said your classic 67 Impala is boring. She was flirting with the waiter.
Have I mentioned today all my exes had a bigger dick? Okay, let's do it. You know you're a pussy. Joni's clit is bigger than your, should I call it a dick? Bring it.
Reactions during match.
Ouch, you fucker. I won't talk about him anymore. I'm sorry for flirting with that guy. Yes, you can listen to Zeppelin as loud as you want. Yes, I love the Broncos. Is that your dick or your fist? When you masturbate, people get smarter. When you orgasm, even family members take interest. Your cock is huge. Your breath is minty fresh. Your car kicks ass. I love my ring. Chocolate is the best. I won't fart when we spoon. Your mom makes the best chicken pot pie. Your sister's boobs are of equal size. Your only brown stains are from chocolate. Your birthmark is not your fault. When you fart, it smells like cotton candy. Foot odor is normal. You are a wizard in the bedroom.
Are you ready to tap out? She was so poor, there were times she didn't finish reading the newspaper before she laid and pissed on it.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.